Okay, everybody into the pool. Companies are resisting the opportunity to dive into blogging, and a corporate blogger tells us why they shouldn't be. Leaving your water wings behind today on IT Business Out Loud.
This podcast has been brought to you by IBM. Check out our IT Optimization to Meet Business Goals white paper and learn how new technologies can support innovative business strategies. Go to ibm.com/CIO.
Hi, this is IT Business Out Loud. I'm Shane Schick. Many companies have been reluctant to jump into the Web 2.0 pool, but PC maker Dell hasn't been afraid of the water. Reasoning that its customers are going to be in the blogosphere and it's an opportunity to engage or ignore them, the company has had an online presence called Direct to Dell for about a year now. Out Loud's Dave Webb spoke with Lionel Minchasa, Dell's digital media manager, about why companies aren't diving in, why they should be, and how they can get their feet wet without too much risk.
Okay, a lot of corporations are just not embracing 2.0 technology like blogs. Why is that?
I think the perception is that a company that does it is giving up control. A lot of companies look at traditional outlets like writing press releases, and look at that as a form of control, and are not willing to give that up. I think that's the biggest reason. And to your point, the reality is about 8% of Fortune 500 companies have a blog, so it's still something that's far from widely accepted.
Why is Dell jumping into the blogosphere?
The reason why we did it is because we started monitoring the blogosphere in April. That was actually a request from Michael himself, for us to go out and start looking in the blogosphere, finding customers that were blogging about problems they had with their Dell hardware, and then matching them up with our support folks on the back end. And, through that process, we got a good sense of not only the scope of the discussions that were happening, but also the tonality. And, in 2006, at the high point of the negative criticism, about 48% of the comments that we saw were negative. And based on not exclusively on our digital media tools, obviously there's other things that Dell as a company is doing to improve things, but now we've been able to narrow that to about 23% of the commentary about Dell is negative. So that was really the basis for understanding the discussions that were happening, and then it helped us to understand how we enter the blogosphere when we launch the blog.
And what exactly is Dell using the blog for?
When people ask me what's the purpose of it, I say two things. First of all, to educate customers and to provide service. That's really the two main things we try to focus on. And sure, we do have some Dell focused content from our subject matter experts that they want to blog about areas of their business. But the other thing we try to do is look at we react to the feedback that we're getting from the readers, and then the third aspect of it is looking at what's happening in the blogosphere. So we look at all those kinds of discussions. So it's not just here's what Dell wants to talk about.
And when you're blogging corporately, obviously there have to be some policies to keep yourself safe from liability and perhaps from exposing intellectual property. How did you go about making that policy?
Yeah, when we sat down to look at launching the blog, which we launched in July 2006, by the way, we sat down with our legal department and kind of outlined the scope of what we were trying to do, the areas of the categories that we were going to be blogging about, and basically decided on a couple of ground rules for what commentary was appropriate versus what had to go through legal. And where we settled on it is any issue that is safety related, like the battery recall, for instance, that is something that has to go through legal. Anything that is talking about a pending legal issue. I blogged about the T2300 processor issue in China, for instance. That was something that had to go through legal. And then, you know, beyond that, the only other, you know, real caveat I've established on the blog itself is that, you know, that I don't blog about IR related information. And that's because, you know, I am not an IR person by trade. I am a product guy. But again, I make that very clear on the blog as to, you know, that's not part of the scope of the blog itself.
Weagle can be very conservative. Did you find them resistant to blogging?
You know, at first, when we first started sharing the idea, I would say yes. And then, you know, after we, you know, we showed some examples of blogs that we considered, and you know, examples of those are GM's Fastlane blog. You know, Channel 9 was something we benchmarked against as well. You know, actually Jonathan Swartz from Sun. You know, all those things we had shown. You know, shown that to legal and said these are the kinds of things we want to. You know, this is kind of how we want to structure it. And you know, the other thing that helped us, I think, is that I'm a 14-year you know veteran of Dell, and a lot of that I've spent in the PR division, so I have a good sense for what's, you know, what's appropriate to share publicly versus what's not. And with that, we were able to, you know, to come to an agreement that, you know, this is something where we have to be conversational, and we have to be, you know, timely. You know, so our legal department was on board with that, and that's how we operate today.
Well, what do you recommend to a company that's considering jumping into the blogosphere?
You know, I would say, you know, do your homework. You know, first of all, have a sense for what conversations are already happening about your company. And then the second thing I would say is, you know, be ready to address the negative issues that are, you know, that are prevalent head on. Because if you launch a blog, that's the first thing your customers are going to want to talk about. And, you know, if you know, what we've seen is that if we don't address an issue head on, that, you know, that the community will call us out on it. And, you know, Once you start off with a damaged credibility, it's very hard to recover from that.
Lionel Minchassa is Dell's corporate media manager based in Round Rock, Texas. He spoke to Dave Webb in Toronto recently. For everyone at IT Business Out Loud, I'm Shane Schick. Thanks for listening.